The rest of the story. Francis Marcellus Church was a hard-boiled journalist of the old school. It was in his blood, I suppose. His father founded the New York Chronicle. His brother was a newspaper man. A New York Times correspondent during the Civil War, Francis Church saw reality up close on a daily basis, and he reported it faithfully as such. Life does not come sugar-coated, Francis learned as a young man, and he persistently refused to characterize it thus for his readers. You see, what we have here, of course, the makings of a perfect curmudgeon. For as the years passed from wartime to peacetime, and the beat shifted from a battleground to a safer desk, the glint in the eye and the fire in the belly gradually diminished to a squint over the spectacles and a third-rate case of chronic dyspepsia. But his passion for truth never subsided. It simply took on the guise of cynicism for a while. By the autumn of 1897, Francis Marcellus Church, boy reporter, was 58 years old, a 20-year veteran editorial writer for the New York Sun, whose tolerance for the frivolous had long since dropped to zero. In his editorials, Mr. Church preferred to make comment on religious topics, which he often treated with considerable skepticism. The more controversial the subject, the more Mr. Church seemed to relish it. So it was perhaps with that in mind that his managing editor, Edward P. Mitchell, presented him with that particular letter on that particular September afternoon. Mr. Church's response to his superior was something like, "You've got to be joking." But Mr. Mitchell was not joking. "Please answer this for tomorrow's edition," he said. Well, Mr. Church, bristling, returned reluctantly to his desk and began writing. Now, what happened to him? Between the moment he started that editorial and the moment he finished it, that's anybody's guess. But something must have happened because, you see, Francis Marcellus Church wrote something utterly uncharacteristic that day. In a sense, if only for 400 words or so, he became somebody he had never been. And yet those words comprise his only legacy as a journalist, and they remain the only reason that anyone is at all curious about him almost 100 years later. His editorial, September 21, 1897, was unsigned. In fact, it was not known until after his death in 1906 that he became publicly known as its author. But now, you will never forget a no-nonsense newspaper man named Francis Marcellus Church because of a solitary glaring inconsistency in his otherwise grimly logical career. Mr. Church was married but never had children of his own. And yet, in spite of his sardonic self, he was to make glad the heart of childhood for countless millions of all ages. And especially at this season of the year. All because once upon a time, a little girl on the brink of disillusionment wrote to the New York Sun seeking an honest answer to a sincere question, and Francis Church wrote an editorial reply which has echoed down through the generations since. An editorial reply which began with these words, "Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus." And now you know the rest of the story.